Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's year-end partners report shows that Liberty Counsel is making a big difference, and we could not do that without your prayers and your partnership with this ministry. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, in this partners report, we begin with the legal side of Liberty Counsel. And Liberty Counsel began as a public interest law firm, but we have become much more than that. We certainly are a public interest law firm, but we're very unique in the sense that we're not only a public interest law firm, but we're also many other aspects, all advancing the same purpose: religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and public policy, or the sanctity of human life in the family. And we do this through litigation, which is how we started. And we continue to be a public interest law firm, through education, through lots of different avenues of education, and through public policy, through supporting the passage of good legislation. We have lots of different aspects of Liberty Counsel. So this partners report starts off with religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family with regards to the litigation side of things. And with regards to the family, we submitted an important brief to the U.S. Supreme Court exposing the statistically and scientifically fraudulent data of Alfred Kinsey, who derived from serial child rapists, sex offenders, prisoners, prostitutes, pedophiles, and pederasts, his flawed data to support his proposition that essentially undermines marriage and human sexuality and literally the family. It's an ultimate assault on God himself. That's what the purpose of Kinsey was all about.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that fraudulent data is the basis for the model penal code, is the basis for our nation's abhorrent so-called comprehensive sex education curricula across the country at public schools. And Liberty Counsel has been at the forefront in exposing the reality that this is fraudulent data was pushed by Alfred Kinsey is being used. Liberty Counsel has successfully aided a grassroots effort repealing a law passed by the Fayetteville, Arkansas City Council requiring churches and Christian schools and parachurch ministries to hire homosexuals for so-called, quote, secular jobs, such as school teachers, that allow men to use women's restrooms and locker rooms, and to require Christian business owners to service same-sex so-called weddings under threat of criminal prosecution. So they say there is no war against Christianity. Well, there is a war against Christianity, and Liberty Counsel is on the front lines in that war, defending the free exercise of the Christian religion, as well as just the free exercise of the First Amendment in general.
And we supported the marriage laws in Puerto Rico when their Solicitor General refused to defend natural marriage and left no one defending the current laws. We've also supported the marriage laws in Jamaica and many other foreign countries, where there have been efforts by the United States government to force these foreign countries to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs and family and moral values. We're out there supporting them as well. We defended natural marriage in Nebraska, Arkansas, Missouri, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, North Carolina, and Texas, and others across the country.
Yeah, Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief at the Supreme Court again, defending natural marriage in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Liberty Counsel sent a letter to every member of the Washington, D.C. City Council opposing the elimination of the exemption in the Human Rights Act that allowed private religious schools to practice their faith pertaining to human sexuality, and also banned sexual orientation change efforts because it would violate the fundamental rights of counselors, minors, and parents. Just another example of how the left is using government to crush Christianity, and how Liberty Counsel is pushing back.
And we're continuing to defend Massachusetts pastor Scott Lively, who faces a lawsuit from so-called Sexual Minorities of Uganda, SMUG, for allegedly violating international law by speaking out against homosexual conduct when he visited Uganda many years ago. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of our proposition that the so-called alien tort statute cannot be used against citizens in America for alleged violations of international law. But the federal judge, who in this case calls himself the, quote, legislator of mankind, close quote, refused to dismiss the case. And so we're continuing to move forward with a very expensive litigation. But at the end of the day, we will not back down and we will prevail. Had we not been there, if we were not there, if you did not support us in this case, then Scott Lively would just be bowled over by the assault of his opponents. And the implications are very, very startling for pastors and other people of faith as they travel internationally.
And, of course, this judge is the textbook example of the judicial activist, even admitting as much. And, frankly, this case has got to be thrown out. But this judge, I think that there need to be some sanctions against this judge. But Liberty Counsel represented a doctor who was terminated after he provided information to hospital authorities about the health consequences of homosexual conduct when the hospital sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Imagine that, Matt. He's simply stating the facts as even presented by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and so forth. But here we have this hospital putting political correctness above the lives and the health of people who are engaging in self-destructive homosexual behavior. Well, they went after this doctor for merely doing the right thing and warning them about the self-destructive nature of their behavior.
Yeah, that's right. And he was citing information from the Center for Disease Control that the hospital should not be promoting harmful activity. And that's exactly what they have been doing. Same-sex activities is harmful. It has physical consequences. It is not safe and healthy. And the Center for Disease Control points that out. The doctor was just repeating it, and he got terminated. So we're involved in representing him. There's many, many other areas outside of litigation that Liberty Counsel's involved with. And by the way, one of them that's coming up in 2016 that I hope that you're a part of is the Awakening 2016. The Awakening 2016 will be held in Orlando, Florida. Liberty Counsel is sponsoring that Awakening 2016. We'll have about 40 or so speakers from around the country that will be there. It's really a celebration of faith and freedom. The theme for 2016 is a new birth of liberty. And you can go to theawakeningusa.org to sign up. Theawakeningusa.org. It's March the 5th, 2016, on a Saturday, all day. March the 5th, 2016. Go to theawakeningusa.org to sign up. It's a powerful event. We also were organizing and part of the 2015 Awakening, and it was the theme of rebuilding the wall. We had about 37 speakers, including Franklin Graham and other political leaders, as well as James Robinson and many, many more. You were there, Matt, as a speaker, and we had lots of speakers. You've been a part of it, and it's a conference that's different than any other.
Totally different. It really combines the spiritual and the spiritual warfare that we're experiencing here in the United States, and it ties it into the political aspects. You know, people say that these two things, politics and religion, are mutually exclusive. Well, nonsense. They have politicized these transcendent moral issues, these spiritual issues, so they are inherently political. They are inexorably linked, the political and the spiritual.
And we launched the 13th annual Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign to educate and, when necessary, to litigate to ensure that prayer and religious viewpoints are not censored from graduation, and the 13th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign to encourage the open celebration of Christmas and the religious meaning of the season. We also published the Naughty and Nice List, which catalogs retailers that are either naughty or nice. They either recognize Christmas or they censor it. And you have been a big factor in the success of that program. For more information, you can go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Thank you for your prayers and your continued financial support. Without your prayers, because we know that we're involved in a spiritual battle, it's not just a physical battle. Without your prayers and your financial support, because it also costs money to engage in this kind of activity of defending and advancing, frankly, our religious freedom, life, and family all over the country and even in other parts of the world, we would not be able to exist. So your partnership is extending your reach to be involved in all of these different aspects of Liberty Counsel's ministry. Between now and December 31 at midnight your time, so if you're in California, it'd be midnight California time, up until December 31, midnight your time zone, any contribution to Liberty Counsel will be doubled. So your $100 becomes $200, and $200 becomes $400, and so forth. So thank you for your prayers. Make a contribution at this critical time of the year. For more information, visit lc.org or call us 407-875-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.